evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and this might be a new spot for me here at this time at BBS, but it truly is not. I'm not new to BBS. We just changed some of our time around a little bit. And so for those of you who are hearing me for the first time, just let me tell you a little bit about myself. I read the Akashic Records, and I read from the center of the cosmos for information on souls. And then for information on Earth, we actually go to the Akashic Records here on this planet, which is kind of fascinating because I see them going inside of a tunnel inside of the Earth where they are stored. So it's kind of cool, you know, to see this. And we work with Lord Metatron on soul healings, which is just so fascinating because when I do a conference call with an individual, Lord Metatron takes me to the different places in the individual in the individual's life, in the current lifetime and in past lifetime, for things that need to be healed. And then we also do some conference calls with the Masters, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Archangel Michael, and they're all found at MetatronMinutes.com. And while you're there, have a look around because it's a great site. There's sign up for free newsletters, and people send their questions in, and we take them to Lord Metatron and get the answers. And so there's really some fascinating topics there. And one of the websites that we have that I'm just so thrilled about is the the 2012 countdown, and that's 2012.com. And what we do is we channel the information, for instance, about the eclipses and the different phases and energies that are coming into Earth. And so it's kind of, you might say, a news bank telling the story of this journey that we are making towards 2012. And there are so many pages and information on that website. You could spend quite a few hours and with a lot of enjoyment, and I really think bringing forth information that is really different. We have what is called the healing panel. That's on angelicmessenger.com. And these are people who have health problems and are looking for answers. And most of your health situations really are involved in the spiritual, though we don't really think of it that way. And people send the questions, and the cherubim in the center of the cosmos give the reasons for the situation. And then for healing, we use the input from the panel that actually does the healing, and that is Yeshua and Isis, Archangel Michael. There is a panel of healers who work with their particular forte, you might say. And so in doing the readings for these different health problems, it is so fascinating what I have found as far as the messages that go to the body through thought. And here we are. We think we're our body, and yet you've heard this before. We're a spiritual entity having this journey, this experience in the physical. And we don't always think of it that way. We seem to think more of, well, this is my body. And, you know, it's just part of me. And we don't realize the communication that we have that is there, innately there, between the physical and between our mind. And something that I have found fascinating is when things happen in our lives and we are distressed for some reason, we're under great stress, or we might have even developed some kind of really physical problem of some sort, our thoughts become engaged around the frustration that we are feeling, whether it's just a case of being overweight and not being able to lose that, feeling unattractive, or into something that is more serious like autoimmune disorders or hormone issues or even problems that are more serious, it is difficult for the human to handle these situations in a frame of mind that gives the feedback to the body in such a way that the body then has the tools to heal. And that is something that I find so fascinating. And let's think about that for a little bit. We take the things that happen in our world rather for granted. And a case in point, conception. The halves of two cells coming together, forming another cell, and in that, there are so many different kinds of cells in the division. And, you know, the way this works, it's like it forms hands and fingers and miles of veins and muscles and brain cells. And all of these cells are different, and the body just knows how to do this. It knows how to create in such a manner to form this very, this structure that is very complex. And to think that it's coming from this cell at conception. And so what it is saying to us, for the body to know how to do all of this, it's communicating on a cellular level. And each cell knows where to go. It knows what to do. And so there is a mechanism there for communication. And we have a mechanism for communication also, and that is our mind, that is our thought. And I'm bringing this up today because I think it is extremely important to understand or at least contemplate and be a little bit open as to how we direct our body with the thoughts that go through our mind. And we get so caught up in day-to-day stresses. Hey, I've had a terrible week with trying to get a new telephone installed and storms coming by and knocking out electricity. You know, it's the sort of thing that we live with day to day. And it's a case of being very balanced and walking through life and being able to keep the stressors down and to walk through all of this with the kind of thinking that keeps us level-headed and positive, because if we don't and we give in to depression and fear and the sense of loss, and even if you stop and think about it, we can even turn these thoughts around in our body towards hatred on some level. And so it's very important from the information that I am bringing forth is the quality of our self-talk is not only important for our emotional well-being, but it is extremely important for our physical well-being. And sometimes it's just a case of turning around a sentence or two or a word or two in the way we think, so that only positive thoughts and emotions are being projected upon the screen of our emotions, which in turn is projected upon the screen of the physical. And so I wanted to bring that up because it is becoming more and more obvious to me as I follow through with these health readings to see, number one, that we start out with something that's very simple, and it becomes more and more complicated and more difficult to heal as the different systems are brought into play. For instance, we might start out with feeling very unattractive because we are gaining weight. And I spoke about this, touched about it earlier on the earlier show today with Charlene, is when what's happening there when, now, there are many ways that people gain weight, and the way it appears is that calories in, calories out equals the shape of your body. But The body can also be under attack from toxic thinking, and the cells retain water to protect themselves from the attacks of toxic thinking. When I read that and came across it, I thought, my goodness, that is something extraordinary. We don't really think of the body gaining weight, retaining water in the cells, to think that that is a mechanism to protect the body. You know, we look at it as, oh my golly, I've gotten very unattractive, and I don't like the way I look. I don't like my body now. I liked it better when I was younger, and I was slim and trim, and it's really difficult for me to accept what I'm seeing in the mirror, and just think about it. The body is hearing all of this. The body's hearing it. And it is something that we really need to take into meditation. You know, I've done a lot of shows with meditation, how you meditate. What's the purpose of meditating? Let's take this situation that we're talking about, of gaining weight and some other problems. I hear a lot of people, and I'm not being critical at all, I'm just trying to draw a picture as to maybe some of the reasons that you want to meditate. You know, meditation is getting you to an area where you can find answers. There are two ways of meditating: going out, looking for information, and being open to receive information. And so when you think about meditating and you start thinking of issues in your life, what you want to do, you have to, well, in my humble opinion, you need to switch gears as to just what method of meditating that you're using. So if you have a problem, and I'm using this weight situation, you really want to know what is going on inside the body, then what you do, you meditate by going to a higher level. And the only way you get to a higher level of to be able to get into the higher vibration range is to relax. And yet, when we are so full of tension, it's one of the most difficult things to relax, because everything becomes, when it becomes tense, things happen in the body. Think about it. The veins constrict. A steady form of tension with constricting veins constantly, what bearing does that have on elevated blood pressure? So, begin simply. Start breathing and relaxing, bringing in God's energy through the crown chakra, bringing it in, and when you exhale, allowing all of the tension that is in your body to just leave. And working the muscles in the abdominal area so that you breathe deeper and deeper and bring more oxygen into the body. And this, to me, is a prerequisite to get into that state of mind where you can even start finding information. And so you breathe, you relax, and as you do, you can sense this shift in your body. And it becomes easier. You feel more grace about yourself. And then you can go into the body. Well, it is so simple to go into the body and get information. And let's talk about thought. When you think something, there is an awareness about the thought. So awareness follows thought, and in that awareness, you gain information simply because your consciousness is there. So if you think about some process in the body, whether it is bringing breath into the lungs, or whether it is seeing the feeling the heartbeat. We've seen pictures of how the heart works. And so you sit down and you decide, well, you know, what system do I want to study? Some people like to think of the breath, others like to think of the heart. And so you just send your thought there. And when the thought is there, your consciousness follows. And so if you're thinking of your heartbeat, the consciousness is aware, and it's a subtle shift. And you know you're inside your body. It is the shift that you sense. And in the beginning, you ask questions. But if you do this for a while, you actually start to see what you are thinking about, because the awareness follows and grows. And so you're inside your body. You ask the cells why it is they're accumulating water, or why you're weighing more. And if you listen and you are relaxed enough, you'll hear the message, which is so incredibly beautiful. Just imagine to relax enough that you can get inside of your body and start receiving information from your body. It's incredibly beautiful and liberating. But the secret is to be relaxed enough. And I'll give you a little thought about what being relaxed enough actually means. You know, if you're driving in a car and you have driven this little journey quite a few times, could be to the grocery store. You drive it every week, or you might be going to work, and your mind is engaged in something else and the body just takes over. And the next thing you know, you're at the grocery store, you're at work, because your consciousness now is on a different level. We're in the alpha state. You don't exactly quite remember how you got there, but you just know that you're there. This happens lots of times. The body is aware. And it is that state where it is like you're not closely attached anymore. You're on another level. That is the alpha state. The same state that you're in when you get into bed. And you're kind of tired, but you're starting to relax. You get into the bed, and you're going to drift off to sleep soon. You're not there yet, but the bed is really starting to feel good, and you're relaxed. Everything. You're approaching or in the alpha state. It is that state where you want to be in when you start to do your meditation, when you start to go into the body and get information. It is also the place where you go and you speak to your inner child. I found that to be something quite surprising, to actually go in and hear that inner child, that part of you that tells you its fears, that discusses moments, that it is just waiting for your word of encouragement, that is waiting for you to love it. And so it's important during times of stress, during times of uncertainty. And I know this sounds silly at first blush, but when you think about it and you start doing it once in a while, it's amazing what comes back. So when you're really feeling under stress, I mean, there's some serious things going on right now. You know, people losing jobs or feeling that their house might be foreclosed or you know, domestic problems or any number of things. Your inner child needs to feel that you, who are the adult, will protect it. If you have been injured, you might have surgery slated. And again, this is something else that might seem silly at first blush, but it's a good idea to go in and tell the cells what is going to happen so that it's not a shock to them during surgery that something is happening that they weren't prepared for. Or you sell and you really hurt your leg or your arm or your shoulder, go in. Tell yourselves it wasn't intentional. You didn't intend to hurt them. It was an accident. And love them. I know this sounds like, wow, that stuff's off the wall. But I'll tell you, you will heal faster. The body will feel loved. It will feel appreciated. And it'll even work harder to serve you. So it's extremely important, my friends, extremely important. If you want to share some of your experiences along this line, do give us a call, because I think these are the sort of questions that we don't think about every day. And once you start thinking about it, it opens up a whole new world, whether you're intending to study and learn something and get a good grade on a course that you're taking. This is everyday practical stuff. It truly is. Because once you start doing this, you then start to become aware of the energy that is around you. And we live in a sea of energy. We don't see it, but it is there. And whether we like it or not, other people's thoughts are affecting us, and we are affecting other people. We're drawing to ourselves what we put out. We are also drawing into our body what our thoughts are drawing to ourselves. You know, some people say, all the men that I meet in my life just don't to work out. We have a caller, and we'll discuss this and then act later to what we were, we'll pick up the threads. And what is your name, caller?
Hi, Carolyn, it's Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat. Yeah, we talked about this, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Oh, my dog's coming over to say hello to you. He's pushing right up to the phone.
You know, that is so interesting, Pat. Animals understand spiritual work. I've had some real interesting situations with that. It's like they love this kind of energy.
Yeah. Yep. He seems to love it. And he's not a very expressive dog. So for him to get up and come over to me is a big deal.
So, Pat, how did you feel after we talked earlier today with Charlene and you and I?
You know, I am so much better. I'm actually so exhausted, I think, just from the release. And I think what you said is really important and something for me to work on. I get discouraged because it seems like I get in this state over and over and over again, no matter what work I do or what healings I get. And maybe Charlene helped today, or maybe I need to do things again on past life. I don't know.
Well, let me say this about healing, Pat. Healers are wonderful. They can point us in a direction when we really need help. But the bottom line is, we can point in a direction and we can help, but we really have to empower ourselves. In other words, you come to a healer, they should be able to give you the tools that you need so that you can really work on your own healing. Because if you don't, after a little while, in other words, if the person doesn't make changes in their thinking and in their lives, in a little while, they're going to be back to where they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of our thinking, we've been programmed, in a sense, if you think about it. You know, when we were growing up, we're little children, and our parents are really big things in our lives, and we don't realize that we have picked up their attitudes and
right.
made it our own without realizing, hey, that attitude doesn't serve me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it would be helpful to start thinking about that. In other words, What thoughts, what attitudes no longer serve me? And I know from speaking to you earlier, you want to change your life around, don't you?
Oh, I've been working so hard, and I'm so committed to it. And I also feel very strongly that just, you know, by the will of heaven, this is the time for me to do it. And I feel like, you know, I've got, you know, a real potential year ahead of me to really do as much as I can.
You kind of feel alone and by yourself, don't you?
Absolutely.
Want to try a little experiment?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. Just
okay.
Relax. We breathe in. Yeah, breathe in God's love through the crown. Bring it into your heart. And then just breathe out all of the tension. Just fill yourself with love. Just fill yourself with love. Just let all the tension go. And do this a couple times because I want you to be relaxed. You feeling a little better?
Yeah.
Now, we were starting to talk about this earlier, and I wanted to finish up with this today, so I'm glad you called back. Take your hands, put it over the solar plexus.
Okay.
That is your power base. We
right.
talked about that earlier.
Right.
And you feel the power there, don't you?
It takes me a while, but yes, I do it. You tell me
what I want. Yeah, I want you to do that. I want you to feel your power.
Okay, I do it every day.
Wonderful. Now, just imagine that there is a thread, this golden thread, white light thread, doesn't matter. This thread runs from your solar plexus, goes up through the middle of your body, up to the crown, and when you get there, you let me know.
Okay, right? I'm there.
That's right. Isn't it easy? You just
yeah.
follow it up. Now,
right.
that thread continues, and I want you to follow that thread up higher and higher and higher. Just let it take you, because where we're going to go is, we're going to go to the center of the cosmos where Mother and Father God reside. And I'm holding a space for you, and you can just do this. Just keep going up and let me know when you get there.
Okay, I feel like I'm there.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you don't have to say this out loud. Just give a message to Father, Mother, God. And wait for either their answer or their energy exchange with you. And tell me if you hear words or if you hear feel their love.
I feel their love. I see very white light coming from them.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is how it starts out, Pat. It usually starts out that people see this white light.
Hmm.
And after a while, and see, if you do this every day for at least a month, this
mm-hmm.
awareness will expand until you will be able to actually ask Father, Mother, God questions, and they will answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll feel it in your heart. Now, see, if you do this, if you go to Father, Mother, God, you'll never feel alone, will you?
No. No, you're right.
And so when you feel discouraged, I want you to do this.
Okay.
I want you to go so that you know, number one, you're not alone, and number two, that the cells that are in your body, or not in your body, but in your soul, are particles a Father, Mother, God. That's what makes up your soul. It's particles that were thrown off or given to you by Father, Mother, God. That's what's working inside your body. Isn't that remarkable when you think of it that way?
Yeah.
And so this empowers you. You'll never be alone. And do this often, because what it will do is it will give you encouragement.
Okay.
And And as you do it, you will just become more aware of other things. I mean, after a while, you might see the cherubim up there with them. When you're up there, can you see the cherubim angels next to Father, Mother, God? They sit on the left side. A Father God sits a little in front of Mother God, and the cherubim are on Father God's left,
okay,
which would be your right. And look over there and see if you see the cherubim.
Okay.
They're very loving. You ready to come back down?
Yes.
Now, you come back down, and as you come down, make sure, intend that that line is straight.
Okay.
Because this is how you straighten the Hara line, and then you come back down into the solar plexus, and then there is another line from the solar plexus to the center of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow that. And be aware when you do that, because Gaia is down there. You might pass Gaia, and she'll give you one. Well, for me, she'll give me one of her bunnies to hold. I just love that. I had a lady say to me, "Oh, Gaia gave me a flower." So you might, if you keep doing this, you might be aware of Gaia. Anyway, you go down to the center of the earth, and what's in the center is a crystal. It's a crystalline shape. It's in the shape of a Merkaba, or the Star of David, you know, people have different names for it, and it spins.
Or a
tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like white light. It's white crystal. And you're attached there like every other human being is. That's your connection. We're all connected to the Creator and to the core of the earth where we are living. And when you come back up, make sure that line is straight. Because stress makes these lines crooked.
Okay.
And then you come back up into the solar plexus. Now, there's another line that's vertical, going up and down. Now, there's another line that's horizontal, and that crosses over. It kind of makes like a cross.
Right.
You don't have to see the ends of it, but just intend that those two lines are connected.
Okay.
Because that's your place in the world. And when you connect those two, you should feel your power increase in your solar plexus. Do you?
I think so, yes.
Now, see, if you work with this and do it every day for a while, you will start to feel much more empowered. And this is what I wanted you to feel earlier when we talked, because you're feeling like you're doing all of this alone, and you're not. God is with you, and you are connected to the earth. And you have a place here, and it's an important place. And I want you to feel that. So do this little exercise every day for 27 days. It'll become a habit.
Right.
And you will start to really feel your power.
Okay.
And when this show is put up in the archive, you can download that, and you've got something to listen to. And play and listen to it and work with this.
Great. Okay.
See, after a month, if you do this for a month, you are really going to start to feel different. You will feel like you're taking your power back.
Okay. I've been doing it. I'm about 2 weeks into it now.
Good.
This is the first thing that I've stuck to, Carolyn.
And that's wonderful.
I give you credit.
It's what I want to see you do. I want to see you empower yourself.
Yep.
And
okay.
Healers can give you the tools. This is a tool. But it is only you who can put that tool to work for yourself and use it and change. It's only truly the person who can change themselves. Other people can help you, but you can change yourself. And that's what I want to see you doing. I want to see you reclaim your divine feminine. I want to see you reclaim your power and your place in the world. Work to do. You've got important work to do. And you have come to help the very humblest of the humble, haven't you?
I think so. I think that's where I'm, you know, being led. I think it's, you know, not just homeless women. I think it could go to children and mentally ill, and I'm not sure. I'm open.
And that's it. Be open. But you see, in your simplicity, in your humbleness, you are coming to help those where society really has put them aside and has forgotten them to a certain extent.
Well, that's what's happened to me, so I'm beginning to understand why I have the path that was given me.
You have learned a great lesson, Pat, because you chose this. You chose this experience that you have gone through so that you understand what compassion means. You lived that path. You walked that path. You felt all of the emotions. You felt alone. And you're feeling alone now, but you're not. It's preparing you for what you are going to be doing.
Okay.
Because you know, yeah, see, you know what it's like to feel alone. You know what it's like to be alone. And you're going out and helping these people who are alone. And many times this happens to people. How do we really know about another unless we have experienced it in our own lives? And unfortunately, so many times when people are going through these very trying times, they get confused and they don't understand it and they lash out. And it's like, oh, why has this happened to me? And yet, if they're patient and they walk through that with patience, they then find the true reason why they suffered. And you suffered. But now it's time to turn that suffering around and say, I understand this. I understand why I had to walk through this, because I have a greater mission to do. The greater part of my life is right in front of me when I can help these people who need me. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. It is.
And that's what you're doing, dear, and that's why you were there.
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about all of that?
Well, you know, I have questions. I still panic. I still deal with my own quote-unquote homelessness, and but I understand as I work on these exercises that will help me. I understand that, okay, maybe I'm still at the end. Maybe I'm at the end of it. I have a little more to feel. And then I wonder, how on earth am I going to help these people? All I know is desolation. I don't know answers to it, but I have faith. You know, just listening to what you're saying, it makes sense. And I'll just ask God to help me.
And that is a good thing. I heard a story when I was a little girl. I was so impressed by this. It was a story about this little girl. She was sitting on the steps in front of her house, and she was crying. And she had this doll that had broken, and she had it in her hand, and she was crying. And one of her friends came up and sat down next to her and started crying with her. And the little girl wondered why she was crying, asked her friend, and she told her, she says, well, I can't fix your doll, but I can cry with you.
I can't. Oh, wow. Wow.
And see, you're understanding what these people are going through because, in a sense, you're doing it with them.
Right.
And I do believe, Pat, you're at the end of that time because you're becoming aware now of where you walked, and you're becoming aware now that you are able to empower yourself. You are able to stand in your own power. And so download this show and replay it. And
I will.
Yeah, because maybe when you're feeling down or you know, something's not going right, this could be a reminder.
Absolutely. When I get off track, it would be real helpful to listen, not just to do it on my own, because I seem to have a hard time, but to be able to listen to you. I'm going to let you get back to your show. I thank you so much for all that you've given me today. I'm very grateful.
And my pleasure, Pat.
Helped me a lot.
I'm delighted. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
You stay in touch.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. So what we're saying here, friends, in the trials and tribulations that we walk through, and I will tell you, we all do. We all walk through the dark night of the soul at some point. We truly do. And it's hard sometimes to understand why. And we ask that question, why is it happening to me? And at some point, you'll find the answer. But know that there is an answer. And for those of you who might know my story, when my son died, he was only 16. And I loved him dearly and still love him. And I asked the same question, why? It was such a painful path to walk. And then what happened was I started talking to him on the other side, and he is the one that really started to begin to open myself up to this work. And it was only through him passing to the other side and for me going through what I did to find someone who I would really trust, who was guiding me on the other side. And so I say, you know, have faith in your journey. And so we have another caller. And what's your name, caller?
Yes, hi, Carolyn. This is Stanley.
Hi, Stanley. What can
Hello.
We do for you, Stanley?
Well, I'm new to discovering you and your teachings and enjoying very much all the materials that you have. I've been on the path for a long time and helping myself and helping others. However, I seem to be at a point in my progression where everything seems to be on hold.
I'm chuckling because we've all been there.
Yeah.
It's like a plateau.
Well, it's
so tell
it's
me what's happening.
Well, financial things have been really tough. Health issues, same things just seem to be hanging on. And all my dreams and my plans for the next me are on hold, waiting for the bundles of monies and things that are expected soon. And I'm feeling just like, how much longer can I stay in this holding? It's becoming very uncomfortable. So that's the question.
Stanley, this is something I have to tell you. So many people are in this place. And I know it doesn't make you feel any better to know that other people are feeling this kind of misery, but I have to say to you that this is what I'm experiencing right now. There are a lot of people on hold. So let me ask you a question. First of all, are you employed?
I'm self-employed, and all
okay.
my old...
Are you making income to support yourself?
Well, no, just some Social Security income started coming in recently.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. I mean, I've got that, and I'm not willing to start new things until I'm ready. You know, it's like
I understand what you're saying, but okay, let's ask the question another way, Stanley. What is your greatest concern now? You're telling me that you're stuck. You're telling me that you're not making quite enough as much money as you would like to make, but you are making money. So what is, in your mind right now, the most pressing thing that you would like to change?
The financial, I suppose.
Are you sure? I'm only asking this because there has to be some issues here that you've got to change in your life to feel like you're making progress. And I think that's important for people to make progress in some areas so that they have some faith in what they're doing and feeling like they're making headway. And so are you sure? Because it seemed like there was a hesitation. What other problem in your life would you like to see change besides increase in finances?
A resolution of family issues with my son and his mother so that all that stress and tension is gone. And in particular, I would like him to be living with me now at 11 years old for the next few years so that I can share with him all that I have to share.
I have a sense that this is more of a pressing problem in your life than the finances at the moment. Am I right?
I would say yes, on an emotional level, yes.
Because if you weren't so worried and stressed over the family situation, you could probably devote more time to your business and make more money. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, I sort of felt that that might be what is going on. Well, Stanley, my experience has been that when you're talking about people who are very closely related to one another, that these are souls that you have had other lifetimes with. Have you ever felt that in your life, that these individuals that are in your family, that they've been with you in other lifetimes?
For sure, yes, and I've been given numbers of insights about all that, and still, it has taken a lot of time to process through it. I feel very close to completing that process.
You know also that these things happen because you're there with them. And all of you have been given an opportunity to heal this, don't you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And that's the reason why all of this has happened. So, in the healing, see, I know you know these answers. That's why I'm asking you these questions. We're just trying to, like, flush them out.
I appreciate it. You know, it's like I'm the healer that helps everybody else with all these things, and now it's time to give the attention to me.
It's the way it works, my dear.
Yeah, you're right.
The healers help other people, and then the healers need healers.
You got it.
That's how it works.
You got it.
That's how it works, my dear. So in this situation, who is the moving partner? In other words, usually there is one person that really you have to focus on, sort of like they're the center person, and when they change, everybody else is going to change around them. Have you come to that conclusion yet? Have you identified that person?
Well, that would be my son's mother.
Okay, so you know the situation. That's what I'm getting at. So she is the one, apparently, that if there were a change within her, you would see everything else that revolves around her is being healed.
Yes.
Now, and it makes it a little bit harder when it's the other person that needs to be changed or healed. If it's you, it makes it a little easier because it's easier to work on yourself than it is with someone else. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that might seem strange. In her situation, who needs to be healed? Does she need to heal yourself, or do you need to heal her, or does she need to heal you?
She needs to heal herself.
Mm. And would you say that the sun has come in with her to help heal her?
Yes, and he's too caught up in the web, and it's starting to cause him a lot of difficulties, and frankly, I'm concerned for that. Although trusting that that's on a soul level what's necessary, but he and I are very close on a spiritual level. We really resonate with a great deal of purity. His mom and he have a huge codependency, a controlling mechanism that...
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
When people start those control issues, it's really hard working around that.
Well, it is also for someone like myself who is so sensitive and aware of the energies, watches the energies and watches the misuse of energies and has tried to do everything he could to mediate, to help, and, you know, comes to the realization we all do inevitably that it's really not ours to do. Their part is not ours to do.
Well, unfortunately, we have like about 2 minutes left on the show, and I really want to talk to you about this, Stanley, because I think we can show you some ways to really get in there and make a change on this. Are you willing to call back next week?
Sure.
Because what I would like for you to do is to call back next week so we can get into more detail on this. Have you tried talking to her higher self?
Yes, I have.
Has that been helpful at all?
No, she is so surrounded by entities.
Okay. She needs clearing on that. I hear you.
It gets sabotaged regularly.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. Do me a favor and call me next Sunday because we really have to get off of the air right now, Stanley. I really would like to talk to you about this some more, and you need to work on clearing some of that. Yeah.
What time?
I'll talk
Sunday?
To you then.
Okay. Thank you so
same
much.
Same time. My friends, we'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place. Do join us, Carolyn Evers. Loving you all.